The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from dead man's curve. 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 I can hear them say, you won't come back from dead man's curve.
Dead man's curve.
Dead man's curve. No place to play.
Dead man's curve.
Dead man's curve. I see you.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Biden's campaign says he's staying in the race despite disappointment with his debate performance Thursday night. More from CBS News correspondent Nancy Cortez.
Behind the scenes, Biden aides did damage control, reaching out to rattled Democratic lawmakers.
It was a bad night, but it's not the end of the campaign.
Did Joe Biden have a bad night, in my opinion? Yes, he absolutely did.
In a radio interview, New Hampshire Senator Jeanne Shaheen acknowledged the party is grappling with what to do now.
He had a really bad night last night. So the question is that going to disqualify him for the next 4 years? I think that's going to be determined.
A Supreme Court ruling could affect the prosecutions of hundreds of the people who attacked the Capitol as Congress was trying to certify the 2020 presidential election. Many were charged with obstruction of an official proceeding, as is former President Donald Trump. And CBS's Jan Crawford explains the meaning of obstruction is at issue.
In a 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts, the court said the law requires prosecutors to show something more, that they impaired the availability or integrity of records and documents. Biden appointee Ketanji Brown Jackson joined the conservative majority, with Trump appointee Amy Coney Barrett in dissent with the court's other two liberals.
The final decisions of the term will be announced on Monday, including whether Trump has immunity from prosecution for his actions while president. The on and off again abortion law in Iowa is back on again, as KGAN-TV's Skylar Talal reports from Des Moines.
The Iowa Supreme Court's ruling now paves the way for Iowa's nearly 6-week abortion ban to take effect. Those in favor of the ban are calling this a monumental day for the state, while some Iowa doctors say they aren't sure how to provide care. Here now.
It's devastating to think about.
Soon doctors will not be able to perform abortions once cardiac activity is detected, often about 6 weeks into pregnancy and before many women know they're pregnant.
That U.S.-built pier meant to provide critical aid to the Palestinians in Gaza is being dismantled again because of the weather.
We saw some aid trucks roll into Gaza. In total, around 8,000 metric tons of aid, or just over 500 truckloads, have made it in. But when you consider the fact that on any given day before the October 7th attacks, that 500 truckloads would get into Gaza every single day, this is barely scratching the surface. Now, a Pentagon spokesperson says that there's no date for when operations will resume on the temporary pier.
CBS's Imtiaz Tayyad reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
50 years ago today, June 29th, 1974, one of the world's greatest dancers defected from the Soviet Union.
Mikhail Baryshnikov was on tour with the Bolshoi Ballet in Toronto, Canada, when he slipped away from his handlers. He spoke about it to our Anthony Mason 2 years ago on CBS Sunday Morning.
Does it seem a long time ago?
No, it's been very fast.
It wasn't easy for Baryshnikov to defect.
You were usually followed by KGB agents when you went. Yes?
Yes, but there were guys who were a couple of guys always. You knew them by names.
Baryshnikov married, had a family, acted in films, and now supports artists around the world. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The involuntary manslaughter case against Alec Baldwin is back on track for trial in July. A judge denied a request Friday to dismiss the case on defense complaints key evidence was damaged by the FBI. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the upper 60s. A little rain lingering tomorrow morning, then clearing and warm for the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Beautiful Sunday, mostly sunny and a high around 70. It's 69 degrees right now.
Touching hands, reaching out. look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Falling in love with Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, a slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above. Now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. Yeah, it's all right now.
took her home, yeah, to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game? Are you trying to put me in shame? Baby, I said, slow, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now it's time to trick me in love. Ah!
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Albaugh,
Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That you'd believe me. why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of mine, can't you see? You're hurting me, don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care? Don't you care?
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
If you go, then I'll be blue, 'cause breaking up is hard.